The fourth type of story, says the Rambam son, Hemasiot Sheru Be'emet, they are stories that happened, in fact, El Shedibutam Tavrit Mashal V'chida, Be'elu Nitbonen, She'elu Nitba'er Inyanam Lekol Adam Bichlalo. Ad Shetibonen בצורת מעשה החכם, והנבון יבינהו וידע כוונתו, ויראה בפשטה מעשיות מהחלק הזה דברים נעים נחמדים. He says, you have things that really happened, but Chazal spoke about them as allegories. Chazal didn't speak about them as things that occurrences, because not everyone really understood what happened in the story or what the message of the story. So sometimes Chazal said, I'll give you an example of something, and their point was to teach a lesson. Their point was to use the story as an example. V'dvarim acherim shemniato nikeot afilu lepeti v'katan. Sometimes they would mention other things that anyone understands that's not really what happened. V'ikre lefi shemniat dvarim elu b'inyan pshuta lehamin hadrash ahu al pi pshuta af al pi shu nimna etzlo. He's going to give us examples in a minute. He says, when you understand what goes on in the world, you'll understand what Chazal were driving at. He says, let me give you an example. The Gemara in Tractate Sukkah tells us, there were two people that were black in front of Shlomo. The story there goes, he saw the angel of death who was sad, and I'm just trying to make sure I remember the right story.
We did say one like that. No, I get confused.
I'm not sure if this is the story of the man who the angel of death said, I can't touch him.
You had to get to...
Right, he said...
only when you... they were going to the city of refuge.
Right, he said, if he goes to that city, then I won't be able to kill him.
The whole plan.
So Shlomo HaMelech sent to bring that person right away to that city. And then he killed him. So then he left.
You can't outsmart the angel
right.
of death. But then there was another example where you could. I get all the confusion.
So the story is that Shlomo Amar says, you see, I tried to save the guy, and the angel of death outsmarted him, and he could only kill him at the entrance to that city. So says Rabbi Avram, he says, the literal story, Shlomo Amar talking to the angel of death, that doesn't sit logically with a person. So what the story is trying to tell you is that there were these people that Shlomo HaMelech saw, they were traveling all over the world because of an illness. And Shlomo HaMelech said, let me save them from that illness. So Chazal worded it as, Shlomo HaMelech spoke to the angel of death. What it means is he saw they were terribly ill, they needed a cure. And then he said, if I send them to that land, that's where they'll be better. He said, that's where they'll be cured. And then once they got there, they dropped dead. So the Rambam's son said, you think the angel of death came, Shlomo HaMelech spoke to him, he said, send them there and they'll be saved, and then he outsmarted him. That was Shlomo HaMelech's wording of a story. What really happened? Shlomo HaMelech understood they were deathly ill. Mm-hmm. He said, I have to send them to that city, that's where they'll be cured. They got to the entrance of the city, they started breathing there, instead of getting better, they dropped dead. So Shlomo HaMelech said, you see, you can't escape the angel of death. But the point wasn't the conversation between Shlomo and the angel of death. So it means Hashem wanted them to die at that time, and there's no escaping that. That's why Shlomo Amar said, our feet lead us to where we're supposed to go in the end.
I just saw this week something, I think it may have been related to the parsha, could have been last week, about you know, can you, do we have the ability to, you know, delay the angel of death? And that was the example of where you didn't, and then there was a counterexample where
fine,
we did.
But yeah, his point is, when you read this story, so the story tells you the angel of death was sad, the angel of death was happy.
This gives a very rational explanation for Shlomo HaMelech trying to save these people by sending them to a healthier place. And unfortunately, that's where they got it. Now, what if they got it anyway? Well, the story was the angel of death was sad because he could only kill them at this place.
Right, but he's saying that there was no conversation with the angel of death. It's Chazal used metaphors to get the story across. V'chol ma she'ne'emar be'inyan ha'maseh ahu milvan ma she'pirashnu, and whatever you hear in that story, the angel of death said, the angel of death happy, who le'tikun ha'mashar, they dropped dead at the entrance to the gate. He said, I couldn't hit him until they were there. That's just to make the story sound better. Le'chaber inyan achida, to get the point across. Ve'efshar k'she'itmonen adam etev b'milot ha'maseh hazeh, yimtza inyan le'kol mila v'mila. Could be, he says, if you look closely at the wording, then every word has a different message in the theme. He says, I don't want to spend time on this. So that's another explanation in stories, that sometimes the message is true, the story is true, but there are parts of the story that are added to get the point across, and they're not to be taken literally. It was obvious to Chazal that no one would think that there was a conversation between Shlomo and the angel of death. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next.